Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I'm an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on the sworn statement in proof of loss in connection with homeowner insurance coverage. This informational segment is part one of a two-part segment series that will focus on the introduction to the sworn statement in proof of loss. The second informational segment will focus on the major components of the sworn statement in proof of loss. Before I begin discussing the subject matter of this informational segment, I'd like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 28 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related insurance claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. Generally, when a homeowner insurance claim is filed, the claim gets assigned to an adjuster. The adjuster contacts the homeowner and arranges for an inspection and evaluation of damage. The adjuster then confirms coverage and the claim is paid based on the undisputed amount of damage. Generally, the insurance adjuster or public adjuster, if there is one, will prepare a proof of loss form for the homeowner's signature. There are times when this procedure is not the normal procedure. There are times after the claim has been reported by the homeowner, the insurance adjuster will provide the homeowner with a blank proof of loss form and then request or insist that the homeowner insured complete in return the sworn statement of proof of loss as required by the insurance policy. If you are presented with a request to provide a sworn statement of proof of loss form, you need to ask yourself, first, is this request by the insurance adjuster or a request by an investigator or someone assigned to the special investigation unit of the insurance company? Secondly, you need to ask yourself, why is the insurance company presenting you with this request? You, as the insured homeowner, have certain duties and obligations under the insurance policy. One of those duties and obligations is to provide a sworn statement of proof of loss upon the request of the insurance company. The proof of loss form is a notarized sworn statement from the insured to the insurer concerning the cause of loss and the amount of damage. Once submitted by the insured, the insurance company will review the claim and respond with their position on the claim within the required time period. Generally, you should exercise additional caution when the insurance company requests that you submit the sworn statement of proof of loss, as the insurance company may use this document to require you to undergo further investigation or submit to an examination under oath. Your failure to submit a sworn statement and proof of loss when requested can result in the denial of your claim and result with no payment for your otherwise covered property loss and damage. Caution needs to be given in filing a sworn statement and proof of loss, as any material errors or inaccuracies or misrepresentations on the facts are grounds or a basis for the insurance company to deny your property damage claim. If your claim is significantly large and or complicated, the insurance company may scrutinize or look very carefully for irregularities in order to provide them with a basis to deny coverage. You should be also aware that generally a sworn statement of proof of loss is not automatically required when filing a claim. If you have suffered a loss and need assistance with your homeowner insurance claim, please do not hesitate to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley. We offer brief, free telephone consultations concerning homeowner insurance claims. We also offer flexible fee arrangements, including contingent fee, hourly fee, and a combination of both reduced contingent with a reduced hourly fee provision. For additional information, you may wish to visit our websites at either www.attorneyfeener.com or www.homeownerclaims.com. The information contained in this informational segment should not be considered as legal advice. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to this segment and remind you that this informational segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to this segment and have a good day.